Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the world's foremost authority on everything you could possibly imagine. The dean of sports writers, Bob Ryan, is on the air. Good morning, Bobby. How are you doing today?
They're playing our song.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, Bob, first we got to start with the Bruins. Incredible last night.
Wow, what a wild game. Boy, that's the seventh game, isn't it?
And that is the seventh game.
Tremendously, the first action-packed first period. And then that flurry, you're down 4-3, and then bang, and, you know, blink an eye, and you're up 5-4, and some wonderful plays, and some not so wonderful plays. It was a spectacle, is what it was.
Yeah.
And it would have been a terrible thing to have not held on to that 3-1 series lead, but hey, they did, and moving on now.
Okay, and how do you feel about moving on?
I feel good about this team. I feel the same way I felt about this team as I felt when it started. They're capable of going a long way. They're capable. They're not entirely reliable, but they're lovable, and they're capable. They're spunky. We've got some truly great players. That first line is an outstanding line. I feel real good about them. And, you know, I think Tuca, ultimately the goalie has to bring his A or A-plus game if you're going to win the Stanley Cup. And so far he's been B-plus. He's got to get up to that A level.
Bob, the amazing thing is they have so many young players.
Young. That's the great thread, the uniting thread between themselves and the other team in winter. Our winter boys is that the future is just dazzling. Yes, they're young and talented, and think about even more depth. Ryan Donato is going to be a big factor in this as time goes on. So yes, it's really encouraging to think that they're so good and so young.
Shift gears.
All right, Celtics tonight, Bob. You know, Brad Stevens made some changes to the starting lineup, and it really seemed to shut down the Greek Freak. What do you think about tonight?
Well, I don't think you can count on that. And when he gets back home, you know, he's going to have a big game. So just figure him for 30 as over/under. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well,
all right. That doesn't mean you can't win. Here's the big difference. And look, you can talk about Al Horford had a terrific game the other night. Yes, the difference was Marcus Smart. And we talk often about non-box score contributions. That was the epitome of non-box score contributions. Now, for example, there's a category. He leads the NBA in one category and one only. You ready to know what it is? Most interceptions of alley-oop passes intended for 7-foot Greeks.
Okay, that's an unusual stat. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that stat is not ordinarily cited, but he leads the league in that category. He makes plays that no one else makes. The other team always has to worry about where is he, what's he going to do. I call him a junkyard dog player.
Yep.
And you can't categorize him. And they missed him badly. And now he's
that
back.
That was the game they really needed him too. That was a chippy game. You think it's going to be that chippy tonight?
Yes. You know, you got that Eric Bledsoe with his big mouth and
attitude.
And Marcus Smart just changes the equation. I'm so happy to have him back.
Nice. Okay, and the NFL draft is tonight. Do you have any of course, Gronk is back in the fold, so did that change anything?
Well, I think that it's nice of them to let them know on the eve of the draft that they don't have to draft a tight end.
Yeah, really, know? Yeah.
That's for sure. The one thing, prediction I'll make is that he'll make a move, the coach. He just can't. It's like a compulsion on draft day. He's got to trade. He's got to maneuver and get multiple picks and trade down and trade sideways and trade inside out. You know, but I think that's the fun part for us. But obviously, in terms of need, we all know the biggest need is a tackle to replace Nate Solder, a left tackle. And there's a kid named McGlinchey at Notre Dame that they're talking about. That if they go that route, keep the name in mind, McGlinchey. Which is like too good to be. Already the L Street Pub has got a stool ready for him, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that'd be great. But
is there a QB that you think they might take somewhere?
Yeah, well, the three that talk about that kid LaLetta at Richmond and talking about, of course, the big X factor for not just them but for anybody is Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And there's a lot of buzz about people really, really being intrigued with him, and he's such a spectacular athlete. The closest thing to Michael Vick that's come along, and he was, in fact, they did look at him, and supposedly the Bill is very intrigued with him. I don't know. There's no prediction. You asked me for a prediction. No, it's not possible. The only prediction I'll make is I think there'll be at least one deal.
Do you think they're worried about running the risk of annoying Tom Brady with that pick?
That's a whole other topic we'll get to at another date.
Yes, and do you have any shameless plugs for us?
I'll get my around the horn, clear your calendar. Either next Monday or Tuesday, I'll be on Around the Horn. I get the schedule later today.
Okay, okay.
And,
we'll
of course, you have 39 Bob Ryan Boston podcasts out there you can access at any time.
Prolific. Unbelievable. Prolific. Unbelievable. Yes, he is. Okay. Hey, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week,
bye-bye.
Man.
Bye-bye.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.